Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Oh, totally a Friday. Totally no reason to be upset at all. It is basically the weekend. We just got to tie up one or two loose ends here real quick, have some important conversations and get into the mood, right? So coming up in part two of Kelman on Cliff Central, the millennial zeitgeist. Of course, we're going to do what we do every day, go all around the world and see what's trending on Twitter. So, that's a swallow your own throat thing. So we can be informed in terms of what's going on. And then we'll touch base with Bernadette Kay on today's question of the day. How do I remember my creative side? Okay, now, be honest with me here real quick before we even get into this question of the day. Let's cut that because this is a serious conversation. Are you embracing your creative side? Did you kind of just forget about it after arts and crafts at school? Are you a very professional person now who does a 9-to-5 and you've kind of let life decide that you can no longer explore your creative side, whether it's art or whether it's music or photography or acting or poetry or dancing or filmmaking, whatever it may be? And maybe it's time to get that back. Maybe it's time for me to stop and tell you, along with Bernadette, exactly how you get it back. We're going to speak about this 70-plus day challenge that can help you get a little bit more creative and fit creativity into your life. I think it's really, really important to do that. So that's our question of the day. And then while we're being creative, how about we speak to a guy that is behind one of 2014's best apps on iTunes. That's according to Apple. The SKRWT Skrut app is a photo app developed by Matthew Jagielski, born in Poland, living in Germany. It was voted one of the best apps in 2014 by Apple. It is a photography app. So we're going to speak about what makes a good photo, what makes a good app. There's just a hell of a lot of very high-flying technological conversation to be had that's going to leave you a hell of a lot more informed and so informed and cool at that dinner table tonight. So we'll touch base with that a little later on. Friday. All right, let's talk about everything that is trending in the world right now on the other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
No, not right now, Gwen. Let's see if Justin Bieber's there. Justin, are you there, brother man? All right, let's go all around the world and check out what is trending right now globally. Kicking it off, how did we end up here? This could be so many things. How did we end up here? It could be, you know, people getting lost on Twitter and then asking literally, how did we end up here? But it's actually all about 5 Seconds of Summer. As I remind you every single time we speak about 5 Seconds of Summer, they are the guys that sing that song about American Apparel underwear. So they've now decided that because they've been famous for so very long, that's about 3.5 minutes so far, they're going to release a DVD and movie called How Did We End Up Here? Fans, of course, are over the moon about this. How did we end up here at a point where we now have a movie and DVD? Fandoms Jenny says, the trailer legit made me cry. WTF, what am I going to do watching the movie? How did we end up here? I don't know. So important question. Blueberry Muckek says, to say I'm proud is an understatement. I've been here since Hemo 96 and watching them grow together one by one, it's just wow. How did we end up here? 5 Seconds of Locke says on Twitter, when it's finally released and after get to watch it. When it's finally released and after get to... Okay, this fan can't even tweet properly. And Pink Cliff at XO says, 5SOS announces vid me. Take my money. Then throw spare change at them. That's all I've got. Will this do? Okay, so yeah, that's basically the premise of any teenage boy band, is just getting people to throw money at them. Listen, they're probably talented guys. I need to take a listen to more of their music. But they are basically the new One Direction. Let's hope that they kick it together for a couple of years and don't do that whole 1D thing where one of the members falls off and then the final album's happening and all of that. While we're speaking about our teenage superstars, let's speak about that very cool Ariana Grande who got into an incident at a donut shop recently where she licked a donut that was going to be sold to somebody else and hashtag donutgate happened. Well, she seems to have recovered and gained her focus, which is why Buy Focus on iTunes is now trending. It's her brand new single. It sounds like this. But it actually gets really cool like here. Listen to this. Show me. Producer Kat, can you do that? That's focus on me. Focus on me.
Who is that guy that's rapping in
the
song?
I don't know, but he makes the song. Are we going to do it together?
Together.
There you are. You are launching the missile. NASA has not given the go-ahead yet. On the count of three. One, two, three. Focus on me. Focus on me. Yeah, we like
it. No, we're not that cool.
Whatever. Speak for yourself. I think it's dope. Of course, yesterday we mentioned that she was going to release the single. It's now 24 hours later and Focus is available on iTunes. Not only did she release the song, but she released the video too, which is very raunchy. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm now a lot more inclined to go check it out now that I know that it's raunchy. Cassie Dallas says, buy Focus on iTunes and then we'll have a pizza party, I promise. Okay, cool, Cassie Dallas. Not sure I'm going to follow up with you, but thanks for the invitation. Kissing Sorry says, buy Focus on iTunes. The video is effing amazing. Bieber's Got Swag says, first Justin's new music, now Ariana's. My king and queen. Like, how do I survive that? Good question. And As Big as a Penguin says, Ariana has changed and it's good. She's a woman and I couldn't be more proud of her. Focus on me. Focus on me. And... We're gonna play the shit out of that. I love disastrous pop music. It's so dope. Not that that's disastrous, but I'm saying, like, you know, pop music that infiltrates the world and creates disasters everywhere. I always get upset when is also trending worldwide right now. I always get upset when there is no random trending topic, which is why I'm so happy that there is a random trending topic today. And as you know, every day when we find our random trending topic that people around the world are weighing in on, it's very important that we play our random trending chicken cluck moo music. Yeah, man. I always get upset when Bacon LVR23 says, people tell me I look tired. Obviously, they don't have a Twitter account. Yeah, I hate it when people tell me I look tired. Like, screw you. Obviously, I know I'm tired, you moron. You think I want to be tired? No, I was up all night working, like getting my hustle on. Obviously, I know I'm tired. You don't have to tell me. I find it very annoying. And I don't tell people that they look tired unless I want to, like, you know, make them feel shit. Michaela Rose 86, I always get upset when I'm pulling my pants up and the belt loops and one of the loops rips off. Yeah, so that's being obese. Sophie _ Diddles, I always get upset when no one will spare a square. La La Lu, I always get upset when she charges extra for kissing. Oh, no, that's not cool. Hang on, Producer Cat has the real meaning of, I always get upset when no one will spare a square. What does that mean?
when no one will give you some toilet paper in a public toilet. You know, you're like, can you spare me a square, please? I'm out of toilet paper. Like, there was a picture of a guy with his hand under the cubicle.
I was about to ask, where do you hang out on weekends?
At my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you've got your own toilet paper.
Yes. Okay. Soft. Only the best.
Two ply.
One ply for what? Two ply for what?
There's three ply as well now.
Yeah. You can't use one ply. It'll scratch you.
That's So Far So Good says, I always get upset when my neighbor changes his Wi-Fi password without my permission. Yeah. And then, of course, hang on, let me just find this here because I don't wanna lose the, you know, huge effect that we could have with something as profound as this. It might take me a little bit longer than I wanted it to. Dun, 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 dun. No, this is gonna take me forever. So I should probably just go ahead and... In fact, you know what? While I find it, Producer Cat, tell me something interesting. Where are you, Producer Cat? Is she gone?
Yeah.
Oh, there. Tell me something interesting while I find this so that I can get this next trending topic on point.
I'm literally so excited for the Mnet Edge party tonight. We're going to a party tonight. Mnet Edge is turning a year old. And we have been personally invited by the head of Mnet Edge, Gideon Kobane.
Yeah.
And he will be sending a Bentley to fetch us. And yeah.
I mean, I thought you were going to tell me something interesting, not just what I'm doing tonight.
That is interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, you did give me enough time to properly prepare and produce this real quick. Trending worldwide is 2 weeks until Made in the AM. Yes, that is the brand new One Direction album. Who are One Direction? What songs have they sung? They are perhaps best known for songs like this. But maybe you were a real fan of this. Nobody can drag me down. Nobody. Do you remember where you were when this first came out? Need that one thing. Remember, you know, when you were driving home and you were so upset about, you know, the day that you'd had at the office and this came on the radio and you were just like, ah, oh, everything's okay. I wanna stay up all night and jump around until... They got a big catalog, these guys. And then they, you know, they got slow songs, fast songs, slow songs. You and I. So, 2 weeks until Made in the Aim is trending worldwide. Let's see what fans think about the album, which is going to come out in 2 weeks. And then we'll still find ways to make them trend. LWT Forever, this is going to be the longest 2 weeks of my life. Okay, sorry about that. Sad Kid Larry, I'm ready, but my wallet are not ready. Okay, well, I mean, you know, I'm sure if you ask Mom nicely, she'll get you the new album. 1D1Up says, 2 weeks until Made in the Aim. If I don't tweet that often, it's probably because I'm in the hospital getting revived. Okay. I mean, that's possibly borderline serious. And then this is terrible. Div Crazy for a Mars says, 2 weeks until Made in the Aim, aka 2 weeks until my death. I mean, that could be a million and one different ways that could go, really. Yeah, I don't know so much. That's a little intense. That One Direction album is going to do crazy things all around the world. It is their last album together. They'll probably do a comeback like 30, 40 years from now when they're a struggling boy band and, you know, have no money and have to try and make a bit of a comeback. By that point, though, there'll be another boy band because these things just tend to repeat themselves. But that is everything that is trending in the world right now. On the other side of this, we have a question of the day. We'll touch base with that in a couple of minutes from now, yeah? Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Right then, so are you being as creative as you could be? If you're working a 9-to-5, you've possibly lost a little bit of your creative spark. You know, when you were a kid, you used to do that stuff that you loved. You used to sing songs. You used to, I don't know, act in school plays. You used to take pictures for fun. You used to sing for fun, like I said. You used to make music. And maybe as you've become a little older, you've kind of become a little bit more, I don't know, addicted to the structure of your life and the habitual nature of your life, and you may have forgotten that side of you that liked to paint just randomly pictures of random things. And it is probably important for you to get that back, and that's the conversation that we're about to have right now in terms of how do you get it back, how do you get more creative, how do you remember what your creative side is. We started thinking about this when we saw a piece on medium.com from Bernadette Kay called How to Pursue Your Creative Calling While Working Full-Time. Bernadette, incredibly interesting woman out of San Francisco. She's an artist and product manager in Silicon Valley. Her work is at the intersection of art, technology, mindfulness, and social impact. And she's super passionate about people unlocking their creative side and remembering what their creative side is, because she's been through this journey of sort of losing it a little bit, having worked in tech for so long. And so she's put together this piece on medium.com. We're going to touch base with her around a 70-day challenge that you can also do. Let's say what's happening to live from San Francisco, Bernadette Kay. Bernadette, what's happening?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Very, very good. Okay, so talk to me about when you started realizing that you were losing a little bit of your creative side.
Sure. So my story is I've loved making art since I was a child. I would draw on the walls. I tried to convince my family to turn our laundry room into an art studio.
Cool.
And as I grew up, I stopped making art. So, I mean, I had a lot of different interests, you know, interest in science, technology, and so many different things. And basically, I just needed to become more practical. You know, in college, you have to study something practical. So I stopped making art for 10 years. And then after college, you know, as you mentioned, I've been working in the tech industry, and, you know, as I'm thinking of, you know, what's missing in my life, I realize I really love my job, but there's this piece, there's something that's missing. And this feeling wouldn't really go away. Like, no matter what I tried to do, it wouldn't go away. And I wasn't sure how to fix it, but I had a hunch that making art again would help. Mm. So I was like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. It's not really practical, but you know what? I'll try this again. So yeah, I faced the factors holding me back and I started making art again. And because I was working, I had to work with what the time I had. So I started with 10 minutes a day in the evenings. And as you mentioned, I did this every day for 70 days. And yeah, and that turned into this art installation. And now I'm working on transforming it into a book.
So cool. There's a lot of talk around how many days it takes to make or break a habit. And for you, you seem to have settled on this number 70, right?
Yes, actually. you know, there's some folks who do like 100 days or something. I did 70 because I was taking a class through a program at the nearby Art Institute, and the class was 70 days.
Cool.
So, I mean, that number could vary, you know, 60 days, 100 days. But the theme is just getting enough momentum and habit to keep going.
I wonder if it's a bit like medicine. So medicine, sometimes you got to force yourself to take the medicine, but once you take it, you feel a hell of a lot better. And you, in this case, had to sort of, you know, stop, take stock, and force, you know, the time for art into your life. But in the long run, it made you feel a lot better.
Yes.
It's an interesting dynamic, that, though, in terms of how it works and how one almost has to, I don't know, put oneself in a position where you force yourself to be more creative. But the payoff is massive, right?
Yes, totally.
Tell me about who told us that we can't be creative and have a 9-to-5 and do all those things. Where was that even written in the first place?
Sure. So when I was in college, I was seeking, you know, career advice from, you know, different professors and, you know, different resources. And I think it's because of this pressure to choose one thing, you know, like this one thing has to be where you make your living. This has to be where you use your skills. It has to be where you derive meaning in your life. And this obsession over, you know, having one thing, one job fulfill that, I think really throws a lot of folks off. Mm. So if I could say, you know, thinking outside of that dichotomy of, you know, that model of, you know, there's just going to be one thing, like it opens up a lot of different opportunities. Like what if it could be multiple things? You know, what would that look like? How do you piece those puzzle pieces together?
I want to talk about the reality of this word creativity. It almost feels like in the 21st century, we drop this word and, you know, immediately we feel that it has connotations of something very sexy, very exciting, very, you know, all of those fantastic emotions. But the reality sometimes of creativity is that it can be a tricky process, and it can be a process that takes a hell of a lot out of you that isn't necessarily that sexy. I mean, to make an art installation, the thing at the end is fantastic and it looks amazing, but the process you have to go through is quite a strenuous one. And in terms of finding what the real definition of this word is, where are you at with that?
Sure. So I agree that that word, you know, takes on a lot of different meanings. And what I found is that folks often associate it with being an artist, you know, oh, creativity, artist, something I stopped doing when I was in the sixth grade. And the conversation basically stops there. And I would like to reframe it as more as creativity as your curiosity. Like, what are you curious about before, you know, all these practical things matter? Like, what are you intrinsically interested in? And to your point, it does take a lot of hard work to, you know, take a step back, figure out what those things are. Secondly, make time to do it. And third, just like trust in that process. Trust in the process that if you follow that curiosity and creativity, you know, good things will happen.
Hmm. I love in the article, you speak a lot about creative expression as well. And a lot of people struggle, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of figuring out how to express themselves. How does one creatively express oneself? What's the journey you have to go on?
Sure. So what I recommend is thinking about what you used to love when you were a child, before life was complicated, before thinking about money and all these practical things. You know, it could be something along the artistic realm, like drawing, writing, music, but it could also be, you know, things in the outdoors or sports or gardening, just anything that gets you in the zone, in that state of flow. So I would say that would be, you know, that thought process would be a good starting point, just kind of seeing like what's out there, like what am I curious about?
It must be interesting for you working with a lot of people, you know, in a very intense tech space. Obviously, you work in Silicon Valley, which is very competitive, a lot of stress associated mm-hmm. with that part of
yep.
the world. And it must be interesting for you when you come across people and there's probably a part of you having gone through this journey that you just want to say to them, you know what would actually help you a hell of a lot in your life is if you were a little bit more creative and a little bit less, you know, confined to your life existing solely within these four walls of the company that we work for, because it unlocks even a better employee in someone when they are a little bit more creatively stimulated. And you must, you know, want to have those conversations a lot with people who you can see would benefit, you know, tremendously from just allowing themselves to go back to, exactly like you said, the things that made them happy as a kid.
Yeah, so that is something that I would speak about with my coworkers. I mean, I was one of the inspirations for me to start going back to this and start making art again is that I would actually look at my coworkers around me and see them doing this on the side. You know, some folks were, you know, they're an engineer by day, they're a DJ by night, or they're recording an album, they're part of a musical group. So, I mean, I did already start seeing some folks do it. And yes, it did provide, you know, a creative release to them, help them, you know, round out their skill set and make them feel more complete. And I think anything to make an employee come to work as their fuller self, and that just makes the whole team and the whole company so much better.
It also probably makes you better at what you do when you, you know, unlock that human side of yourself. I mean, technology is obviously, a lot of it is nuts and bolts and algorithms and all of that, but the fundamental of successful technology is how it integrates into, you know, human life. And so if you are a little bit more human, it probably makes you better at what you do in a tech space, right?
Totally.
Very cool. Well, listen, our question of the day today was, how do I remember my creative side? How does one do this, Bernadette?
Sure. So as I mentioned before, you know, thinking about what you used to love to do when you were a child or before life was complicated. So let that be something in art or sports. And if nothing comes up, like what does that look like for you today? So just, you know, that's the first step, is really thinking about that. And then secondly, once you do know, or you have some starting point there, ask yourself what it means to pursue that based on your current circumstances, based on how much time you have. So, I mean, for me, it started as like 10 minutes a day. For you, it could be, you know, oh, this is something I do once a month or a few times a year. Mm. I feel like people get really stuck up on like, I'm either doing this or I'm not doing it. I'm doing it full time or I'm not doing it all.
Yeah,
and just breaking out of that model.
Yeah.
And the key is to start taking action, small steps, and work things out from there.
Fantastic. Listen, thank you so much for hanging out. It's at Bernadette K on Twitter. That's Bernadette Tecay. And of course, a fantastic piece there on medium.com from you, how to pursue your creative calling while working full time, dedicated to everyone who's a working professional, but, you know, wants to do a little art, wants to write a little, wants to take a few photos. Bernadette, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you for having me on the show.
There you go. It's such a pleasure. Unlock that creative side. Where's my pen and pencils? Where's my coloring book at? We actually do have a coloring in book at the office. It's really great. I'm not even, like, you know, being anything here. Sometimes it's dope to just color stuff in and, you know, take a black and white piece of paper and start putting color onto the thing. It's a hell of a lot of fun. All right, it's coming on Cliff Central. On the other side of this, we're going to touch base with a guy who's behind what Apple called... So many pages here. Flick to that. There you go. I need to go digital. I'm about to have a conversation with an innovative guy that, you know, has made an app that was awarded one of the best apps of 2014 by Apple. And here I am flipping pages in terms of what's coming up next. We'll touch base with Matthew Jagielski, live from Germany. He's a freelance photographer and video maker and the creator of the SKRWT app. App. Yeah, man. One of the best apps in 2014, according to Apple. How does one even make an app? How do you take something that you're passionate about and then make an app for it? For him, it was photography. So it's not that he was just building something random as an app. He took something he cared about and made an app out of that. I think this conversation is going to inspire you. There's so much that goes into an app we sometimes don't even realize. So your homework, just before we touch base with him in like a couple of minutes, really is just to, you know, get more emotionally acquainted with the apps on your home screen. Yes, I'm totally giving you homework. We'll have a conversation with Matthew on the other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
This is so, so dope. And I'm not just saying that because he told us earlier that he's going to do the interview naked live from Germany. Matthew Jagielski, I think I'm saying that correctly, is a freelance photographer and video maker and the creator of the very, very cool SKRWT app. I think that there's an easier way to say that, though. Matthew, is there?
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, what's happening, bro? Am I saying it correctly? Do I need to spell it out or is it like squirt?
It's screw it, actually.
Screw it. Oh, fantastic. I've had this app on my phone for like 2 weeks now, taking the best pictures, and it didn't occur to me that it was screw it. I'm such a moron.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. It's actually a name that came up like 5 minutes.
So okay.
We need a name, so why not just name it screw it? And after like 2 days when it's still sticky, you'll say, yeah, we go for it.
Listen, I love this story and I love your story. And of course, this story is your story because you took something that you were really passionate about, which is photography, and you then went and created this app. And I want to just go back to young Matthew growing up in Poland. And just what kind of kid you were. I mean, you obviously see the world with different eyes as a photographer, but what's it like when you're a kid and you take photography really seriously. How does it change your day-to-day life? How are you different from the other kids when this is something that you're very passionate about?
I think it goes a bit deeper what I think, where it is all coming from. So I've been born in Poland, but when I got 2 years old, so my parents moved to Germany, which led my parents to be not native German speakers to raise two children, which are not from the Western world, because basically back then there wasn't much in Poland. So this just, it just made me go my own way from the very beginning. And photography, I'm always passionate about creating something out of nothing. So photography and especially videography, this is where I started from, just kept me going, what I would like to do, just creating stuff.
Tell me about being able to turn that on and off. I mean, as a photographer and as a videographer, are you sometimes sitting in a normal casual situation, you're hanging out with friends, and you see something and you just instantaneously have to capture that moment? Is that how it works when you eat, sleep, and breathe it?
It's even worse. You just can't relax. For example, when you're on the way, you're somewhere grabbing something to eat, and you just see light, like nice light coming, nice sunlight hitting some facades or architecture. You see somebody nice walking by, and you're driving on your bike, and you're like, no, I have to capture it. You're like so much into it. You really want to capture it. Sometimes you can't. You're missing it. But it's all about finding the balance and then pushing yourself into situations where these moments happen and you have control over them.
Now, a lot of the time, people that love taking photos get criticized a bit for, you know, being people that don't live in the moment because they're so obsessed with capturing the moment. How do you respond to people who have that sentiment?
Yeah, it's now with the digital age, it's a very hard thing. You can like, on your hard drive, you can store so much data. I consider myself being a real data messy, so I got millions of pictures which are not even touched or edited. But my biggest advice would be go back and grab an actual film camera. This gives you 36 exposures at max. The process is super slow, and you have to be really picky what you want to capture.
And of course, in addition to that, in addition to using an old school camera, of course, you might want to use your phone as well. And then you might want to get Screwit on your phone, this incredible app that you've developed, which can correct lens distortion. You can do full auto cropping. It gives you an adjustable grid. You can get the ratio and stuff right. It's a very, very cool app. I want to talk, though, about, as a photographer, using an imaging app or a photography app like Screwit. How do you ever let the photo go out into the world? Because you can sit for days and days and days doing a million and one different things to it. So how do you figure out when a photo is ready?
That's a feeling.
Yeah.
It's really a feeling. It's like you always tend to say like 80-20%. So 80% is like the base, which can be super fast and super easy. But then you got this last 20%, which usually are your personal touch or your preferences. And these 20% can take, especially when not on mobile and Photoshop, this can take up hours and hours. That's just something you develop within the years of doing it. You just do it, and at a certain point, it clicks. It clicks, and you know, yeah, this is what I want to go for.
What do you really like to shoot? I know you've shot basically everything that you can shoot. But what for you is the dopest thing? I know you like shooting skateboarding.
I've done skateboard videography for quite some time. I'm right now, because of the app, I do not have that much time to really go out and pursue the photography that I really would like to. I've done some street photography, which, it's a very now common phrase, because everybody who's got a camera and goes out of the street is claiming himself being a street photographer just because he takes a portrait of an old guy, making it black and white, and that's it. But what I really get into is, the older I get, is trying to get a meaning into my photography. So, for example, I really am digging documentary photography. Like not just a single snap, but like a series going somewhere and finding this story that I want to tell with my pictures, rather than just capturing some moments that are just there.
I love that. That's beautiful. The idea of, you know, getting a series of photographs to convey a story. I mean, we know that one photo can convey a hell of a lot, but a series, and also with the right intention, can really translate a story in a beautiful way.
Absolutely. For me, this is the real purpose and meaning of photography. I mean, now everybody's got access to it, and it doesn't matter what camera, but if you do it with the right background and you get some thoughts into it, you can just do amazing stuff, and it's now easier than ever.
Outside of a portrait of yourself and of your face and everything, what do you think a photo of you would look like in terms of a photo that represents you? If I had to say, you know, here's a blank canvas. Obviously, it can't be you as a person, but a picture that represents Matthew would look like what?
Somebody sitting 24/7 in front of his computer. that's basically my last 1.5 years.
Yeah, we live in the digital age, though. I mean, whether it's a good or a bad thing, it just is the state of the world.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Tell me about this app and getting this off the ground, the journey of Screw It.
Oh, yeah. It started off actually with the iPhone 4. So being a photographer for many years back then already, I am pretty good in taking crooked images. So I always, every shot I took has been like crooked. I'm like, I know I can't upload this. This is my, the photography of myself said like, this is not possible that this is going live. So I poked around, waited like 2 years for something to pop up. Nothing happened. And I thought, you know, who never shoots always misses. Let's just do it. I had luck, found an investor, found a private investor, found a developer pretty fast, and we just went for it. And now I change everything from being 9 to 5 to being 5 to 9.
Yeah. What's the most interesting thing about developing an app that you wouldn't have foreseen going into the process?
The time consuming and the amount of work. I really thought that it's going to be much work, but I absolutely underestimated like the immense, huge pile of work that you have to work on a daily basis when you want to do it right. So let's put it like that.
So
you can do an app, it's fine, but yeah. if you want it to be something later on, you really have to work for it.
We have a movement here on cliffcentral.com called Internet Central, which is where we try and get people to, you know, use the internet to bring about positive change in their life or to express themselves. For some people, they find the internet overwhelming. There's so much that they can do that they don't know mm-hmm. how to get what they need out of it. How does one get what one needs out of the internet? You're doing a great job because you've taken your passion, you've created this app, you're turning it into what your 5 to 9, as you say, is. But tell me about unlocking personal value from the internet.
That's a tough one. I mean, the internet is huge. The internet is dark. The internet is a place to get lost. I think what you have to be realistic all the time, and you have to see it from an outside perspective always. You can't allow yourself of only relying on the internet, and you have to still be yourself and do the best that you think could be done and not listening to the internet or anybody else out there. So basically, I think whenever you believe in something and you want to do it, just use, because nowadays it's easier than ever, use all channels that you have, put as much work into it, and it's going to work out. Absolutely.
That said, how has the internet changed your life?
It got faster, like crazy faster. Like everybody's talking about this accelerated life. Every phone is, I got 7 phones on my desk right now. So imagine I'm getting a call.
Oh my gosh, 7 phones. That sounds like a nightmare, Matthew.
You have to test it on all these devices. I mean, but it also made communication easier. It brings people together, and this is really good.
And
this
certainly, certainly it's allowed you to express yourself creatively a hell of a lot more with less barriers to entry, right?
No, absolutely, especially with platforms all everywhere where you can just put your content in and see people's reaction. It's beautiful. It's really nice.
What is the future of Matthew look like? When you think about what we want to be talking about in an interview 4 or 5 years from now, what do you think the conversation is going to center around? How's this life of yours panning out?
I think it's going to be hard to reach me.
You have 7 phones, bro. It should not be hard to reach you.
No. Because I've dived myself into this world for like super intense 2 years. I'm like all day, every day. I'm rather thinking it's cool, it's done. I know my distance to all this. I would rather have a nice quiet place somewhere with a tiny house and a hammock, and maybe just an easy internet connection so I can still Skype with you guys. But rather than that, I really want to step down all this and focus on the key elements.
The trick is, though, is that, you know, if you live in a beautiful surrounding, you're just going to be inspired to take more and more photos, and you're going to want to share them in more and more places.
It really depends. I'm not sure. You know, when you uploaded so many pictures right now, I'm taking care of three different Instagram accounts. You just get numb to all this. You see so many amazing pictures, or they're intimidating. I mean, like growing up nowadays, when you're somebody younger, it must be the crazy most intimidating time whenever. When you open up your Instagram stream, everybody's living in beautiful places and everywhere. Everybody's traveling and you're like in school and the pressure keeps rising and you're what the hell am I doing with my life? So
absolutely, but that's why everyone has to remember that Instagram only, like, you know, represents a certain percentage of your life. It's not always the reality. It's a bit of a constructed reality.
Yeah, but tell this to a 9-year-old who got his first, you know, his smartphone, and he's just not understanding the world, that how it's spinning, that these guys maybe just did one good trip in 1 month and then just feed their feet. But this is something. This is a completely new chapter.
Yeah, it's crazy. Listen, we've been speaking about creativity quite a bit in the hour. Earlier on, we were speaking to the woman out of Silicon Valley who was speaking about how she got so, you know, wrapped up in her 9-to-5 that she forgot her creative side. Let's talk about this word creativity just before we wrap things up a little bit. In order to unlock creativity, to be more creative, to expand your creativity, to, you know, if creativity was an elastic band, to pull it in as many directions as possible, what kind of mindset and outlook does that require?
I think the most important thing is your surrounding. Like you said, when you're at a beautiful place, it's going to inspire you. When you're only sitting at home, it won't. You have to be open-minded to everything. When something new is popping up, you just use it and you trust your guts. This is what leads to a certain amount of percentage with the base creativity power, and then you try to just convert it into something good. The main key is just keeping going and to force it kind of out of you, because creativity is something that's, it just does not come all of a sudden. It's something that you've maybe heard or learned or read from the past, and all of a sudden everything comes together, and this is where the best creativity comes from, I learned.
I love that. Articulated like a true photographer and videographer. Matthew, such a pleasure hanging out. Screw It is, of course, your app. It's available on the App Store. Voted by Apple as one of the best apps of 2014. It's a very big deal. And, of course, if people want to keep up with you, it's at MJAGIELSKI on Instagram. Matthew Jagielski, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me, Ari.
Such a pleasure. What a rock star. And I've been playing with that app, Screw It, recently. It's very, very cool. It's very, very good at doing what it has to do, which is, you know, correct lens distortion. That's always a problem. Full auto cropping features. There's a lot of noise when it comes to these photo apps, and there's a million and one different things that you can do to a photo, but that is a very, very cool app in terms of, you know, getting some of the basics of a good photo right, in terms of the angles and the composition and the ratios and the borders and the grid and all of that stuff. It's a great thing to immerse oneself in, taking better pictures. Just try and make not too many of them of yourself. Try and do not as many selfies. Try and sometimes take pictures of other things as well. It can't just be you, you know, and then you're getting apps to figure out what makes your skin look the best. Maybe sometimes it's about getting an app to make the sky look the best. I don't know. By the way, that piece there, we were speaking about Internet Central, which is our big movement with MWeb. And if you want to join MWeb online, it's mweb.co.za. You can hook up with them on Twitter at MWeb Connect, or touch base on Facebook, facebook.com/MWeb. MWeb will help you get the best out of the internet. We want you to get the best out of the internet. Just a reminder again, to get the best out of the internet, get the cliffcentral.com app. That's one of the coolest things you can do to get the best out of the internet. And if you do, and you hashtag cliffcentral app on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, you can stand in line to win a trip to Thailand for two, an exotic holiday. That's exciting. Just download the app and then tweet Instagram or Facebook about having the hashtag cliffcentral app. It's in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. All right, we've had a dope week. It's been super cool. Shout out to producer Kat at Katleomulai1 on Twitter for putting it all together. Kat, final words to everybody.
Keep it clean. Use condoms. And drink water.
There you go. All right, and she'll be back with more age-old wisdom next week between 4 and 6 every single weekday. If you missed anything, and she's really dropped some pearlers this week, cliffcentral.com is your first point of call. Also, touch base on the app for all the latest podcasts. Otherwise, I hope you have a really dope weekend. And if there are shitty people in your life, I hope that you get the hell rid of them, because they're just going to bring you down. We'll do this all again on Monday from 4. By the way, the Gareth Cliff Show is next.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.